DW Deutsche Welle News.
This is Jesse Wingard in Bonn. Cyprus President Nikos Anastasiadis said Sunday in a televised address to the nation that a controversial bank levy on private depositors in Cyprus was the least painful option for the embattled nation. In a deal brokered on Saturday, European Union creditors demanded the levy in exchange for a 10 billion euro rescue package. Earlier on Sunday, the Cypriot government postponed an emergency parliamentary session which had been called to debate and vote on the controversial plan. Vote counting in Zimbabwe is continuing following a referendum on Saturday for a new constitution. Zimbabwe's Electoral Commission announced Sunday that only one-third of all the country's 6 million eligible voters cast their ballot in the referendum, well below the expected turnout. Officials with Prime Minister Morgan Tsvangirai's Movement for Democratic Change said partial results indicated around 90% of voters supported the referendum. If accepted, the new constitution would give more power to Zimbabwe's parliament and introduce limits on presidential terms. It will also pave the way for a general election to be held in July. Police in India announced on Sunday the arrests of 5 men in connection with the gang rape of a Swiss woman. Police said the group of farmers, all aged in their 20s, confessed to the attack which occurred on Friday. The woman was on a cycling tour with her husband and the pair had pitched a tent in a forest where the attack took place. The attack comes 3 months after the fatal gang rape of a 23-year-old student on a bus in New Delhi. Newly elected, Pope Francis gave his first Angelus prayer on Sunday to a crowd of more than 100,000 people in St. Peter's Square. In his second public appearance as pontiff, Pope Francis spoke to those gathered of God's power to forgive, shying away from the usual protocol of commenting on international affairs. Pope Francis is the first South American to hold the papal position, is set to be officially inaugurated on Tuesday. Numerous world leaders are expected to attend the service in Vatican City, including Zimbabwean President Robert Mugabe, who is currently under travel restrictions to the European Union. You're listening to Deutsche Welle News. Israel's Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu has appointed the country's former military chief, Moshe Yalon, as the next defence minister. Yalon is known to be a strong supporter of Jewish settlers in the occupied West Bank. His appointment comes just days ahead of US President Barack Obama's first trip to the Jewish state. Netanyahu announced Saturday that he had formed a government after 40 days of intense negotiations. His new government is made up of 4 coalition partners and is expected to be presented to Parliament and sworn in on Monday. An al-Qaeda-linked militant group in Iraq has claimed responsibility for Thursday's attack on the country's justice ministry, which left 23 people dead and dozens injured. 3 car bombs and 2 suicide bombs were detonated by Islamic State of Iraq militants in the Baghdad district of Alawi, near the heavily fortified Green Zone, where the American and British embassies are located. Meanwhile, on Sunday, a car bomb was detonated near an outdoor market, killing at least 9 people. Minutes later, another car bomb went off nearby. No group has yet claimed responsibility for Sunday's attacks. China's President Xi Jinping on Sunday used his first parliamentary speech since taking over as the leader of the world's most populated country to call for government reform and the need to rein in corruption. Addressing a closed parliament meeting of the National People's Congress, Xi outlined his vision of a stronger military and a higher living standards for poor Chinese. In Sunday's Bundesliga football fixtures, Stuttgart beat Frankfurt 2-1 on the road, while Borussia Mönchengladbach won 1-0 against visitors Hannover. For more news and information, visit our website at dw.de. For Deutsche Welle News, I'm Jesse Wingard in Bonn.